from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In between the break, I felt like you were kind of handicapping the Guardians tonight. You've kind of turned the page. You're getting ready for tonight.
I mean, honestly, like I've you know, bet on them a couple times in the last week, and it's just throwing money away.
Yeah, it's not great.
And so, like, with that being said, I asked you tonight, I'm like, do you like the Gardos? I mean, they're slight favorite. Bybee's on the bump. Ivaldi's not been as good on the road. He's much better at home, at least this year. And, I mean, you said you're not... What was your exact phrasing? You're like, I'm not buying anything the Guardians are doing, or something along those lines.
No, that was about as close as it gets. I think I threw in there that they could play like a little league team right now, and I wouldn't bet them. I mean, I got a little harsher off the mic than I did than I want to, because it's just how I am right now with this team. Like, this is a low point of the season for me, and I know what my expectations are going to be. But in the instance of tonight, I'll tell you the same thing I told you with the Yankees series. You know the Yankees series? I mentioned how the Yankees suck against lefties, and I gave you all these numbers that suggest that they can't hit lefties and they're not good against lefties, and that's reason why Joey Cantillo ended up starting game two of that series. Well, the Rangers are not lefty Yankees bad in that same world, but they don't hit righties particularly well. And if there was a pitcher that I would bet on for the Guardians, and it's a no bet for me. Guardians are a no bet until proven otherwise. But if there's a pitcher I would bet on with this Guardians team, it would be Tanner Bibee. I don't think I would put any of my money on Ben Lively at this point.
I mean, I put money on Gavin Williams.
Cannot do that. ERA over 5 right now. He has not been consistent enough.
I know now.
Can't do it. Yeah, I'm just telling you in the future. Like, there's not a guy in the starting rotation. I wouldn't bet your money with Matthew Boyd, okay? Like, I'm not placing any dollars on anyone in this rotation with the exception of potentially Tanner Bibee. And he would be the only one. And the fact that the Rangers do suck against right-handers does give you some, I don't know, some encouragement for tonight, for sure. But I can't put lipstick on the pig here, Dustin. I'm not going to sit here and tell you everything is sunshine and rainbows.
Well, Nick would, if he was here.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I love Nick, but he's way more... optimistic. He's higher on the Guardians than you are.
Yeah, I have a problem that I'm just too honest about teams sometimes. I know what people want me to.
I don't know what to think about this team because everyone's telling me that this is the greatest team we've ever had and all these things. And it's like, okay, well, have you watched the last 2 months of baseball?
Okay, well, let me give you some numbers and maybe we can figure it out for ourselves then, okay? Because I like this. I like this idea. And listen, I will... You need to listen to more Overtime with Jonathan Peterlin because there is a lot of confidence and optimism around this Guardians team. At night, I get honest about it because I feel like we can. At night. And here too. But I only know one way. Past 2 months, they're a sub-500 baseball team. And that's not me saying I think they look like a sub-500 baseball team. That is me telling you their record is sub-500 since June 15th. In the last month of baseball... They are 23rd in slugging, 26th in batting average, 28th in on-base percentage. That is the traditional stat line that we use. That's why I use those three numbers. Past 2 weeks of baseball, J-Ram is hitting under 200. So is Bo Naylor. David Fry is hitting under 200. All-star David Fry is hitting .167 over the previous 2 weeks of baseball. The offense is soaring like a popped balloon right now. Stephen Kwan has come back down to earth. You're like, why did Stephen Kwan come back down to earth? Because unless you're on steroids, Dustin, you're not having a 100-point increase in batting average, on base percentage, and slugging percentage across the board. You either are A, taking steroids, or B, it's just not possible. So it was always going to come back down to earth. And a lot of this offense is just coming back down to earth. Unfortunately, it's meeting up with the idea that right now, Tanner Bibee is the only one I trust in this rotation. And it's not like he's Gibson in 68. He's the only one I trust in this rotation. And the bullpen, for the first time this season, has shown a sense of being human. Now, does that mean they can't win the World Series? That's not what I'm saying. Baseball's stupid, Dustin. You just got to get hot for a month. The team we play tonight, the Rangers, why I had no issue with them winning the World Series last year is because when DeGrom got injured last season, the guy they paid $185 million, Jacob DeGrom, have you heard about this? Have you seen about this?
Have you heard about this?
That guy got injured, and they went out there, and they got Max Scherzer, and they got Jordan Montgomery because they knew they needed started pitching. And they went through the postseason, and they beat the Rays, they beat the Orioles, they beat the Astros, they finished off the World Series against the Diamondbacks, and they rightfully earned a World Series, but they got hot at the right time, and that's what the sport lets you do. Right now, the Guardians are not playing anywhere close to hot baseball. Their batting average, the offense over the past month suggests that they're at bottom third of the league. Their starting rotation over the past 2 months suggests they're bottom third of the league. Their bullpen is still the best in baseball, though. So if you want to hang to the idea that it's bullpen or bust, okay, fine. I'll listen to those conversations. But ultimately, the Guardians aren't dead in the water for the postseason expectations, but their regular season is slipping away. They'll likely make the postseason. I think it'd be insanity to suggest that they won't make the postseason. But then you need all your bats to get hot at the right time. But maybe reinforcements are coming. Here, what they got to do is they got to call up DeLarder. They got to call up Manzardo. And they got to be able to try to get this offense going in the right direction. And if that means benching an all-star in David Fry to do so, then that's what you got to do. No problems with that. You got they still have a golden opportunity, Dustin. It's sitting right there in front of them. They just have to make the right moves to adjust for some of the flaws because they didn't do it at the deadline. And I yelled and I got angry. I called it a day of disappointment and people didn't want to hear it. But you still have an opportunity. Call up DeLarder, call up Manzardo, get some of these guys up here and give it a real run. Give it a real run. So what questions do you have about the Guardians? Did I answer it well enough for you? Because I know you're getting it from all directions, and I know you watch this team, and you think to yourself, are they good, are they bad?
I actually think of all the people at the station, you and Nick watch the most, and I think you actually may watch more.
I would agree with that sentiment, but that's neither here nor there.
And number one, you're in studio when the game's on. It's like what else are you going to do? You watch the game.
Yeah, but you know me, even when I wasn't in studio for the games, I watched all the games.
Yeah, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying you watch a lot of Guardians baseball.
And because of that, I'm forced every single night.
You know the game.
To break it all down. Yeah, it just is what it is. I care about baseball. Baseball's my favorite sport.
Yeah, listen, I wish I ball and could watch it and understand it like you do, the way that you can't watch tennis with me.
Well,
I'm kidding.
You know. You get me sinner and a major, and I'm right there. When he's not taking steroids, though, you know, it was like a billion to one.
Yeah,
now I'm a Rublev guy.
Oh, he's a maniac.
I know. He's unhinged.
He is totally unhinged.
Absolutely unhinged.
All right, enough tennis talk.
That's fine. So, what do you? I hope I maybe cleared it up just a little bit. Like right now is a low point. There's no denying that it's a low point of the Guardian season. I can't make it feel good for anybody. I wish I had like better.
How about a nice manner?
I don't.
You know, 10-2 win tonight.
I think you have a real chance tonight because of the Rangers' struggles against right-handers, and because of the fact that if there's one person in the rotation I like and one person I trust, it is Tanner Bibee. I think tonight, if you're going to win a game, tonight would be the game that you would win. Yes, I believe in that. Now, again, when you're down on the ropes the way the Guardians are right now, I it's still a no bet for me. For me personally, I can't go down that road. I couldn't bet him against the Jackie Robinson Little League team, the 12-year-old team playing on ESPN the other day. I can't do that. So this is where I'm at right now. But I like that this has felt kind of optimistic, all things considered. I got worried I'd come on here and it would be like a little bit more scorched earth, and I would have to go do the thing where I'm like, hey, remember the deadline conversations we had when you guys told me I was being, you know, a little over dramatic and this and that, and let's revisit those. I like that we can just have a rational, good convo about where the Guardians sit. They're not dead in the water. They're not sunk for the season. They still have room for moves that they can make and get this right. But I'll tell you this, though. If they don't win the Central, I will be disappointed.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If they don't win the Central, it'll show me that in the regular season, anything can happen in the postseason, but for the regular season, they really blew it. And right now you're letting the Twins back in the mix. The Royals are right there. AL Central is getting dunked on religiously, and that I don't think is fair, because they're going to have three of the six teams in the postseason are likely going to come from the AL Central. It is much better than people are giving them credit for, because for the past 5 years it's been a wasteland. But you got to win it. People act like we win the AL Central every year. It's been a while. We won once in the previous 5 years. We were winning it every single year when it was Lindor and J-Ram at its peak. We've won it once in the previous five. Like, you got to take home these things. But more importantly, Dustin, the way the new playoffs are set up, you got to get a top two bye. The winner of the West isn't going to have a top two bye. I don't think the Astros are going to catch up into that race. I think whoever wins the East, which will likely be the Yankees, gets the bye, and whoever comes out of the Central gets the bye. Not playing in that wild card series and having a top two record in the American League, I think that's what the Guardians have to play for right now. And if over the next 40 games to close out the season, they can show me that they can stave off the Royals and the Twins while maintaining and getting a top two record in baseball in the American League, I'll call that a success. I'll say that's a good season, no questions asked. 216-474-0092.
No, I'm thinking, JP, about how many games roughly do they have left? I know they've got, they're what, seven?
What's I think you got like 30
games left?
35, I would say, high 30s.
So what do you want to see in those 30?
What are they, 73 and 54?
Right, whatever they've got left. What,
you go 162? I'm trying to see them stave off the Royals and the Twins. That's what I'm trying to see. You have to win the Central, and you got to be top two in the AL. If you vomit all over your shoes and give up the lead after having a 9-game lead in July, after leading the Central every day since April 13th, and then we point to the reasons why, being the inactivity around the deadline, and then we look and say they didn't bring up DeLauder, they didn't bring up Manzardo, they made no attempt, they just laid down and die, that's inexcusable. Inexcusable to me. 216-474-0092. Abner up next. What's up, Abner?
Peterlin, how you doing, man? I want to set you straight, Peterlin, because you're not really making any sense, man. You said you're not saying the Guardians can't win the World Series, but at the same time, you're saying you wouldn't bet against them, or you wouldn't bet on them against a little league team.
I wouldn't right now. 2 months can change. That's the whole point, is 2 months can change, and also baseball is just a weird sport. You can get hot at any point.
Peterlin, I agree with you, but you're forgetting the previous months of baseball that we had from the Guardians, where they looked amazing. I'm not going to let 1 month of pretty bad baseball, don't get me wrong, they're not playing good, mediocre baseball.
Past 2 months, since, Abner, you know me, since June 15th, 2 months of baseball, there's a sub-500 baseball team. 2 months.
Okay. I'm a Clevelander. I'm a Clevelander. I bought my first house in Cleveland. I love Cleveland, so I'm going to be optimistic. Because if I'm optimistic with the Clowns, a.k.a. Browns, I'm going to be optimistic with the Guardians, okay?
Call them the Clowns. I'll leave you with that. All right, thank you, Abner. You can't call them the Clowns and then be like, I'm optimistic. Like, that doesn't, that's 1 + 1 = 3. That doesn't work there.
Does not work.
Doesn't work there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.